One of the keys to the success of the Abbott government's direct action policy to tackle climate change is a yet-to-be-proven technology that the Environment Minister, Greg Hunt, believes will clean up emissions from coal-fired power stations. It's an ambitious plan to develop a modified diesel engine known as DICE. It stands for Direct Injection Carbon Engine, and it's the latest of several attempts over many years to find a way to clean up coal. Background Briefing guest reporter Paddy Manning, who's the business editor at Crikey, has investigated the checkered history of clean coal technology.
Clean coal. It's the key to a low emissions future for one of Australia's largest export industries and a linchpin of the government's plan to slow climate change. So get ready to hear more claims like this from Environment Minister Greg Hunt about cleaning up our coal-fired power stations.
The technology which is emerging now, and which I think will be available over the next 3 to 5 years, cleans up very significantly, not perfectly, but very significantly, by up to 30 to 50% the emissions from current generation.
What the minister's talking about here is the direct injection carbon engine being developed by the CSIRO. A modified diesel, the direct injection carbon engine runs on a 50-50 mixture of coal and water, known as a slurry. Coal-water slurries are not new. They've been researched for more than 30 years in Australia. But after tens of millions of dollars of taxpayer funds have been poured in, all we have to show for it is a prototype single-cylinder diesel engine sitting on a bench at a CSIRO shed in Newcastle. When it's running, this is what it sounds like. Meet Ted Pickering, a former New South Wales Energy Minister and lifetime anti-corruption campaigner. Ted has been hearing stories about turning clean coal into a liquid fuel for decades. First it was called super coal, then it was ultra clean coal. Now it's a micronized refined coal. Whatever you call it, it hasn't delivered yet. Ted Pickering wants to know why the CSIRO is still involved.
You go to any expert in the field and say, you know, can you run a diesel engine on 50% water and 50% coal? And they look at you as if you're slightly mad. But when you then tell them that this is backed up by the CSIRO, they very quickly go to water. No one wants to say publicly, oh, you know, that's madness, because the CSIRO is involved.
Background Briefing estimates that over the last 30 years, state and federal governments, the CSIRO and various private companies have tipped at least $120 million into the quest to use coal as a liquid fuel. The results have been underwhelming. CSIRO stands by the research, however, insisting there has been progress and years of effort could soon pay off.
I think this has high potential.
Energy theme leader Dr. Jim Smitham says rising oil and gas prices will create new opportunities.
In the 1970s and early 80s, when oil prices shot up and people were worried about oil supply, there was a lot of work done around the world looking at coal water slurries, and some of that looked at coal water slurries in diesel engines. We're looking at similar situations today of rising energy prices, the opportunity for coal to be used in a new way and far more efficiently to reduce emissions, and the diesel engine is a highly developed piece of technology that, provided the injection system can be modified to take a coal water slurry, it will burn quite efficiently and provide that new market opportunity.
Industry Minister Ian McFarlane recently announced new Commonwealth state grants worth $75 million, and some of that money will make coal water fuel for the direct injection carbon engine program out of Victoria's massive brown coal reserves.
Ignite Energy Resources will receive $20 million to trial the production of synthetic crude oil and coal slurry. Coal Energy Australia.
It was great news for Ignite Energy. John White, a founding shareholder of Ignite, says the technology could be the perfect complement to renewable energy, and the federal government is very supportive.
Minister Greg Hunt and Minister Ian McFarlane for Energy are very interested in DICE because it offers the opportunity of reducing CO2 emissions for electricity from brown coal by 50%.
Not everyone's convinced. Environment writer Bob Burton says while a 50% cut in emissions sounds big, it's not nearly enough.
A 50% cut would get brown coal back roughly to where black coal is. So pouring public funds into a technology that at best is uncertain and equally at best is only going to get us back to where black coal is pretty irrelevant.
Ted Pickering says there are some fundamental challenges to demineralising coal on a commercial basis.
The amount of energy you need to apply to a coal to remove the non-combustible material from the coal make it very, very difficult indeed in terms of the engineering and in terms of the cost for that to be an economical proposition.
Clean coal, it's a silver bullet, isn't it? Especially if coal, to be true, coal is going to be good for humanity. That's the former New South Wales Energy Minister Ted Pickering, a qualified coal engineer, ending that report from Paddy Manning. And you can hear Paddy's full investigation, charting the history of clean coal technology, on Background Briefing this Sunday morning here on RN after the 8 a.m. news.